It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the peoples. But I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. Now, this show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, and not the kind of pain you see on television, like the wives of Atlanta or basketball wives. The topic of this show is going to be locked into something, but long to be set free. But I'm going to open up with a prayer and petition God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help those who have conflict between mind and flesh. Could you unleash them into your love? This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. We're going to go to a short break, and after these breaks, we'll be right back to get into the topic.
No matter how heavy your burdens, no matter how difficult the storm, just remember Jesus cares.
I care for you when the burden seems too heavy. I care for you when the load weighs you down. I care for you, and I want you to cast all your cares on me.
He cares for me when the burden is too heavy. He cares for me when the pain is hard to bear. He cares for me, and I'm going to cast all my cares on him. Oh, cast my cares on him. Oh, cast all my cares on him. That's what I'm gonna do, and I want you to know he cares for you too. Just cast a care on him.
Those of you who are experiencing depression, thoughts of suicide, and loneliness, we've come to let you know that Jesus cares.
He cares for you.
friend who is faithful and true. So stop the sin, drop the drama, and hear what he says to you. He says,
cast
all your
cares
on me.
National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip-Hop National news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This topic of the show tonight is going to be locked into something. But long to be set free. And the scripture of which we will be coming from is Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 17. I'll give a disclaimer is that I'm not using the King James Version Bible, but I do have the King James Version Bible, and I do read the King James Version Bible. This Bible, you know, the Bible study book here helps me to understand the scriptures a little bit more better. But I do have the King James Version, so I just want to put that out there and let people know. So Romans chapter 7 and verse 14 and 17, and it reads, "For we know not the law is spiritual, but I am fleshly, soul under sin. For what I am working out, I do not know. For what I wish, this I do not practice. For what I hate is what I do. However, if what I do not wish is what I do, I agree that the law is fine. But now the one working it out is no longer I, but sin that resides in me. Glaucoma could steal up to 90% of your vision in one eye without you being aware of it. You know, all of us have a natural occurring blind spot. That's the eye of life. But we call this the spiritual eye. See, this eye can foresee the end of a result. That's just like if you buy a house, and to everybody else, it's a beat down and ragged out. Now it looks useless and no good. But that spiritual eye can see how it will look if you do some work to it. See, the spiritual eye will be able to look beyond what everybody else cannot see. And that's the beauty hidden in the dark. The most common kind of glaucoma is slow and steady and without any warning. It causes damage to the nerve structure that connect the eye to the brain. This is the spot on the pupil where your nerve is devoid of light since it sails. See, your spirit is the same way. If you do not get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. Now, we all know that one person, that every time you see them, they complain about something or somebody. Just a negative person. See, this person become like glaucoma, slow and steady, and without any warning cause damage to your relationship you have with God, our Creator. See, the darkened individuals cannot see the whole picture or make discernment about situations. They cannot make clear decisions about everyday problems that occur in their life. For example, let's
want
say
to take
that
control over your money and your own investments, forget the stock market. Look no.
For example, let's say that, say Vincent, that you're riding down the road and your car back tire is wobbling. You feel your car shaking and everything, and you stop. You pull aside the road, and you walk around your car and you inspect your tires. And you notice on the back of your car, there's only one lug nut that's holding the back wheel on. So now we get all frustrated and cannot figure out what to do. But that spiritual eye will let you know what you need to do. It's a simple and a common thing if you only just think for a second. Only thing you would have to do, take one lug nut off each tire and put it back on where the lug nut is missing, and that will leave that will give you four lug nuts to put on your tire, and the other four lug nuts on each tire would hold. But if you do not have that spiritual eye in life, unable to make discernment about decisions you make, only a few have that spiritual eye, but we all have that eye. So don't be so frustrated. See, you don't get stronger without obstacles. You want a character of a giant. You don't want to climb the mountain. The mountains are all the obstacles, or the mountain is someone who betrayed you, and you have to find it in your soul to forgive them. See, that's when character building time is. You know, when you see something hard and say to yourself, I'll never get through this debt or relationship, You must find something in you and say, wait a minute. No matter what, I'm bigger than my circumstances. On the other side of it, you will not be the same person. But you cannot get there without obstacles. Obstacles are here to show your abilities to keep going. It's not about how many times you can leap forward, but how many times you can bounce back. That will determine your longevity. Obstacles are designed to support your growth. You ask for patience, you're going to get somebody to make you mad. Obstacles are designed to come in your life to make you a better person. They're not designed to stop you. You freeze for a moment, only long enough to figure out your next move. So ask yourself these questions. Who am I right now? What do I want to be known for? And how do I want to be remembered in this situation? What will be said about me in this story? Obstacles show you who you are right now. Sometimes we have to stop and celebrate yourself for growth to the person you become and not to the person you were. You must learn how to manage your imperfections. So when people come up to you and do things to try to make you lose control, don't let them. Don't let them have that much power over you. Say to yourself, I determine my future, not them. You must love in spite of who they are. So don't let someone's opinion of you become your reality. Always say to yourself, I'm not to the point that I'm above someone, and I'm not to the point that I'm below anyone neither. So you have a place. I would like to share this heartfelt true story to you because it needs to be told and people need to know. I hope your conscience allow you to endeavor to cultivate in your mind. One day, I was coming home from a hard day of work. As I was riding behind this school bus, there came a little girl running out of her house when she heard the bus coming down the road. She stood in her yard waiting for the bus to stop. I guess she was too young to go to school. She was waiting for somebody to get off the school bus. She had her arms open wide as they can go. Her head was held back, waiting to hug somebody. I said to myself, who is on this bus this little girl loves so much? And do they love her just as much? I was so impatient waiting to see if this person would respond or go past her. This was a school bus. And although kids were on the bus, kids do things to impress their friends. As this little boy was getting off the bus, I was so tense and eager to see. The boy ran to his sister and gave her one of the biggest hugs I ever seen. That day, I saw love waiting patiently. See, love knows not its own depths until the hour comes of separation. See, that illustration is commendable to us all. See, your kids may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your needs. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment, how to put strength into your confidence. Only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in your life. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain into love. See, by unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was done to you. So you need to adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from the world, but to give your best to this world. Now, sometimes we get locked into some things, but we long to be set free. It can be a game that you join, and you want to get out. But you realize that the game that you join did not feel your pain. So now you're trapped. So now freedom have a price to pay. So now the very thing you was taught in this game, that fear is respect, that you realize if you respect somebody, you will fear to do anything not to hurt them. It don't have to be a physical thing. It could be simple as hurting somebody's feelings. So you must learn how to imprisonment anything that contradicts your potentials. So you can shorten the days that full of trouble, influence the depths of your pain. That is by embracing the love that God provided for us, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, that's what comforts us at a time of distress. But we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back after these breaks. Go to a short break, and we'll be right back. Your kids' consideration deserve your most careful attention you have, because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to, is you. So they work so hard to impress you. But we get tied up in everybody else's problem and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy. But you let your problem affect your child's dreams. When you look into your child's eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go, because that's what you will put in them. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life, so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. So please put it not into your kids, but put it into your strength, so you can outrun any bad situation in your life. Children are like young plants that develop and thrive when nurtured regularly with love and attention. See, they need water and sunlight to grow, just as plants do. See, love and attention lay a firm foundation for your child to develop and become responsible and mature adults. Act out because they don't have anybody to see their greatness. That's when they start to wonder, do people really care about me? So condemn serve as a sign that it's no helper. It's pointless. So they try to take charge of their life. So they try to intrude their presence upon this world. They feel like that the only way to reaffirm reality is by fighting and smoking and having sex. Now they separate their emotions, and when you start to challenge them, that's when you realize your kids have changed. So you didn't get the chance to tell your kids how important for you to show them that you love them and give them the best side of you to see and not the worst side. See, now they became a threat to your confidence. See, only then they think you would consider them having a stable place in life. See, what a person learns or does not learn during childhood can affect his future ability. You know, such studies indicate that early childhood is critical time for developing the brain function. It's necessary to handle information, expression of emotions, and normally and become proficient in language. But pushing a small child too hard or too fast will stop them striking a reasonable balance and understanding. A footnote will be times we think that our kids is not smart because it's hard for them to follow instruction. See, a child may not be a fast learner, but they may be a thorough learner. You may have to tell them one or two times to do something before they can get it. But in that process, we say, oh, you stupid, you can't remember this, and you're going to be just like your father, you know, and those type of things that torment kids and that haunt them all their life. But if you make a child feel loved and connected, see, the brain development will follow. See, infants delight in making you do something over and over, such as to pick up a toy that they drop. See, infants have an extremely short attention span. So play only when they seem to enjoy it. So now, as parents, stop putting your pain into your kids. Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. You know, getting unstuck may be marked how you have the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. You know, stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. You know, people say, we know that people say you'll never be nobody, you'll be stupid, you'll never accomplish anything, you can't be nobody without me. But we need to embrace the transforming attitude of what might weigh us down so you can grow and prevail in life. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, see, where the pain is confusing your judgment, now it's affecting your life. So now you're making choices that hurt every step in your life. Picking bad relationships. People abusing your body and mind. People telling you that you can't make it in this world without them. And nobody wants you. But how to switch the mind game, you must have two hearts. One for the old you and one for the new you. Tell yourself this world did not get the chance to see your greatness. The only thing the people saw was your self-doubt. Now, become dissatisfied with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence and become displeased with your destination. Only you could add a step in the walk of life. We're going to go to a break at this moment, and we'll be right back after these breaks.
This is a TV.
Oh,
every day that I be forgiven for everything I said and everything I did. How can I turn my back on God after all he done? I know I should have been dead, but God let me live. And every day that I wake, I'm praying up to him. Black clouds in the air, I can sense death. Riding around with the devil, a big piece of metal. Got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got my hand to the sky, reaching for the Lord. I need your helping hand, Lord, help me out.
Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblanket.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbeebeshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. The song you just heard was I Pray from G-Squad. And the song before that was Cast Your Cares. You can upload your MP3 player to www.hiphopnationalradio. Upload your music, and I will support your music and stuff like that. But once you upload your music, make sure it be a clean version. And you can get your music heard right here on Hip Hop National. But getting back into the topic. You know, God's kind heart will not be unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. God can take the worst moment or the worst day of your life and reconstruct disappointment. It can be quitting of a job or a bar friend. No, it's a terrible thing to live without love, to be conscious that we will die unless you step over into your self-love. See, a lot of people think they is not complete with something. But you can be complete with, that can be that job that you had that was, once you got laid off this job, you were forced to make a decision to you might go back and visit the dream that you had that you wanted to start your own business. But quitting that job might force you to make that decision. And once you get forced to leave that job and start your business, and then you start living your dream. But if you did not leave that job, you would not been able to see your dreams. So you do become complete. You don't have to have a certain thing in your life to become complete, but you can become complete without it. And that same thing with a boyfriend that you had, a relationship. This relationship probably was an abusive relationship that you was in. It doesn't have to be physical. It can be mental. But once you separated yourself from this relationship, then you could go and also start pursuing some things that you want to do in your life. You know, that can be writing a book that you stopped doing or go back to get your GED or your high school diploma. So sometimes we think certain things make a complete in life, but it's not always true. You can become complete without things in your life. So become unsatisfied in letting limitations have its way with your decisions. It's only hindering you from receiving your blessing. So stop catering to your weakness. Take back your control. If you stumble, get up and move forward. Unleashing your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Stop measuring yourself against other people because you don't have fears. Because you don't have fears. You have other people's fears, what have been implanted in your mind. And that's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story. So your story starts out like a blank sheet of paper. And you fill the blank sheet with decisions, action, and experience of life that shaped your individuality and personality. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. You know, see, some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter in an extended period of food shortage. But as people, we have some of these traits. We put ourselves to sleep. We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves has fallen under the tree that fell off the trees and just lying under the pile of leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of you. But, you know, the soil been nourishing you with life and waiting for growth, been smothering your life, overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness. So you haven't discovered yet about yourself because there wasn't no one to encourage you in what you long to become. Without sunlight and water and regular love, you would not grow healthy in life without someone to see the life there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intentions but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anybody's promises. Time and time again, people are promised much, but we receive little. It's not difficult to understand why people become skeptical of anybody's promises. But of course, there are many people do keep their word, sometimes at a great cost to themselves, and that's just like Jesus Christ. This unknown time to time. If you give but little when you give of your possessions, it is when you give of yourself that you truly give. There are those who give little of much which they have, and they give it for recognition and their hidden desires make their gift unwholesome. And there are those who give little and give it all. Those who have little and give it all. And these are the believers of life and the bounty of life. And like I say, some things we are locked into and we long to be set free. After we break free in life, what kind of name are you making for yourself? If there are anybody out there online who would like to participate into the show, Poetic will open your line up and let you participate and on the topic and see what encouragement you have to speak.
We do have a call online. 111 is an anonymous caller. Please, that has raised their hand. Please feel free to speak now. To tell us where you're calling in from and what's your input on tonight's topic, today's topic.
Hello? Hello,
yes,
can you hear me?
Hi, yes,
I'm Kenita Murphy. Hi, John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Kenita.
Yes, I'm
is
calling
that...
in. From... Yes?
So state where you're from now.
I'm from the big city of Cuthbert, Georgia, which is located in southwest Georgia.
Is there anything you would like to give impact on this topic or anything you would like to express? Give some encouragement?
Yes, most certainly. I do appreciate the a platform of having such an inspirational, radio broadcasting show and the opportunity. I thank you again for making me aware of it, and I'm gracious enough to, and I'm really enjoying what I've heard so far. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight, basically you're talking about perseverance and holding on and having faith and going through life, regardless of whatever you may encounter. And what I wanted to add to your topic was, three things that I thought were very beneficial to me along my journey. And, you know, I'm a native of Randolph County, Georgia, and I'm, you know, I wear multiple hats in the nonprofit world, also in the business world as a, you know, publisher, an editor, and as a visual artist, as a writer, you know, a lot of different things. And so I draw from life experiences. And so I know very well about the topic that you are referencing today, and it is very important to, you know, keep God first. And so, you know, that's my advice to, you know, everyone is you have to, you know, keep God first, stay focused, you know, regardless of, you know, the challenges and obstacles that may come your way. And you have to be able to have, you know, that strong background, you know, in that spiritual side in order to combat these different obstacles that you may come across today. You have to have that anchor, because if you don't, you know, you'll be easily tossed and, you know, throughout, you know, wherever. So that's been very, you know, pivotal for me, you know, throughout my, you know, journey, staying focused, and I'm able to do that, you know, through my spirituality and connection with God. The second thing I would say, you know, what has been very important to me, you know, ties on to that, is just, you know, to be prayerful. You know, we have to, you know, stay connected to the main line, as they say. Stay prayerful in everything that you do. And that is one of the things that, you know, keeps me going, you know, to have that relationship with God and being able to, you know, go with him and talk with him about different things. And those things that I can't handle, you know, he handles. And, you know, prayer helps, you know, I've learned, you know, keeps you sane when you talk about to lose your mind in, you know, particular situations. That's just a, you know, a sign you need to just go pray and, you know, allow God to, you know, just calm your spirit, calm you down, and let you know, remind you that, you know, who's really running the show. And after I'm reminded, you know, everything is okay. We have to be prayerful. And, of course, along with that, we have to, you know, exercise our faith in things. As the saying goes, if we can see it, it's not faith. You know, we got to walk by faith and not by sight. And of course, for me, and God is still dealing with me in that, you know, that's I'm a work in progress. You know, a lot of times I'm a planner. You know, I like to plan stuff. I want to know how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that and how, you know, I'm going to have everything, you know, mapped out, how I'm going to have my eyes dotted, my T's crossed, all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, as we grow, you know, I'm learning that God will take us in situations where you won't be able to plan, and you'll be in those situations where you have to rely solely on him. And that could be scary. but you know, as you grow in your walk, you know, with him, you learn to depend on him, and which is what it's all about. So here again, walking by faith and not by sight. And the last thing that I would say is very important throughout everything is to remain grateful. And, you know, regardless of everything, regardless of whatever your situation may be and wherever you may be coming from, you have to always remember, you know, somewhere somebody is going through something that is far worse than where you at. So, and just to have that attitude of being grateful of the things you have and what God has already done and what he's going to do, and having that attitude of gratitude, because, you know, God is, you know, it is not, you know, because he had to do it. It was in spite of, you know, that he chose to bless us to be here today. So having a grateful attitude, you know, staying prayerful and staying focused is what I would like to add to your conversation today. What I think is very important to help us navigate through this thing called life, and to continue to grow in our walk with God.
That was remarkable. There was one thing that you said that kind of, you know, caught my attention, that you was a planner. You like to plan things. But you know, that's a great quality that you have to have to begin whatever you want to do in your life. So you had to plan as you was a young child or somebody implanted those good qualities in you about, you know, planning things in life. And you said a whole lot of great things to stand out with me, that, you know, it really touches me to hear those things from you, because that gives me encouragement.
And you know, being a planner, it, you know, like I said, it has its pros and cons, and You know, and there are some things in life that, you know, you can be prepared. You know, let's put it another, you know, frame it another way. I like to try to be prepared, you know, for everything. I'm one of those people who have everything in their purse, you know. So I'm going around with a 20-pound pocketbook because I got everything in there just in case I may need it. You know, there's, you know, I'm being prepared. I got it, you know. And then, but, you know, what I've learned is that there are just some things, you know, that happen in life that, you know, you're not going to be prepared for, and it's nothing more than a test. You know, you go through the different things, and once you pass this test, you go to another level, and, you know, all of it just, you know, begins to trust, you know, to have faith that what you need, you'll have it when you need it. And so I'm getting there. You know, my purse is getting a little bit lighter, you know, with all the clutter and everything, but, you know, just learning to, you know, let go and have the faith that, you know, okay, if I need a, you know, box of Kleenex, somebody, you know, by God around me may have one, you know, and I don't need to carry that. I don't need to have that. But, you know, that's just a, you know, a comical way to kind of explain where I'm coming from with it. But, yeah, just, you know, being overly prepared and, you know, it has its pluses, but then I can see it getting in the way of what God may be trying to do. Sometimes, you know, when he wants to want us to trust him and just walk blindly and say, well, you know, come on and do this and come on out and you know, I will provide for you. But you have to get to that point where you have that relationship with him in order to trust him enough to say, you know, he got me. You know, if I don't got it, you know, if I don't have it with me, you know, he's going to provide somebody, you know, around me that's going to, you know, bring what I need. So, or, you know, get me what I need when I need it. So, heaven, you got to, you know, walk by faith and not by sight. So, that's what I can say that I am in, that, you know, season of walking solely by faith. So, and it's not always easy, but, you know, you got to learn in order to develop your faith.
Well, okay. I can say this. Listening to you makes me say, make me more and more want to just embrace that blind walking by faith. And John, you said something mm-hmm. earlier about the spiritual eye. And you were saying, mm-hmm. In that analogy that you used about the lug nut analogy, some people don't see that. To be honest with you, I was like, yeah, what would you do? And then you broke it down. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And in reality, God gave you that discernment. And that was an mm-hmm. awesome analogy. I just thought mm-hmm. so. I wanted to commend you on that. And I'm telling you, walking by faith, and I didn't catch your name because my mind was not thinking enough to be so. What's your name?
As far as Kanita. Yeah, it's just like Juanita, but with a K. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kanita. Are you originally from Georgia?
Yes, I am. I'm a native of Georgia. Oh, okay. So I've been all of my life. Yeah, we're one of the original Georgia peaches.
Okay.
So we're from this area. I love this state, and you know, particularly Southwest Georgia. So you know, it's been a walk, and it's been a journey, and you know, I'm always inspired to you know, hear other people's, you know, stories because they inspire me also.
Yes, I just hope this is not a last time hearing you, and I hope that, you know, this is a chance for us to get to see and talk with each other longer and longer again. Say hello to my granddaughter. Say hi.
Oh, hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You on the radio. All right, go ahead, John. You got the floor.
Anita, you said something that you say you got 25 pounds of stuff in your purse, but the key fact of this right here is that one thing I learned on my job, it's best you have something to need something and don't have it.
Yeah.
If you need it, you don't have it, but rather you have it and don't need it.
I've been taught that same thing, and you know, that's why some of the reason why I've been conditioned that way. But what I found in that is that, you know, I am. It makes you kind of self reliant in a way, and when you're so self reliant, sometimes you'll get into this thinking, whether you do it intentionally or unintentionally, like, well, you know, I can do what God doing, you know, inadvertently. You know, I don't really need him to do that. I can do this, and then I may ask him to do this. Well, you know, he wants to be Lord, and he wants you to, you know, allow him, you know, to work in your behalf. And don't get me, you know, wrong. There, you know, I believe that there's some things that, you know, we're supposed to do, we're responsible for doing. There's some things that God is, you know, he will do for us. But once you get conditioned in that thinking that, I'm so prepared, I got this, it's kind of like you come so self-reliant that, you know, you really don't automatically, you know, incline yourself to just lean on God, because you're saying to yourself, well, I got this covered. You know, I know I can do this and this and this, and I can call you relying it. And the better way to frame it is probably doing it in your own strength. And there's some things when you know, God wants to take you to where, you know, you just don't have to rely completely on him. And, you know, the most recent example is that I can share with you is with the newest project that I have. And that is, you know, a digital publication that I have, a magazine. You know, God spoke to me last year, you know, in the spring, you know, I want you to do this magazine. And I was like, you know, all right, Lord, you know, I'll get to it, you know, sometimes, you know, someday I'll get to it. And, you know, several weeks went by into the summer of 2013, and I still hadn't done anything, but I heard this, you know, I had this, you know, unction, you need to do this magazine, you need to get this thing started, da, da, da. And I was like, okay, what is it, what is going to be, you know, whatever. But he basically gave me verbatim what it was about, you know, what it was going to be, what the name of it was, what I was supposed to be doing, gave me a timeline, gave me everything. Now, I must admit, I do a little writing, but, you know, publishing in a magazine world, that's not my element. That's not my baby at all. So that was a complete walk of faith that God was, you know, trying to get me to walk to. But because I felt like I wasn't as prepared as I would like to have been, I didn't want to start on it. You know, I wanted to kind of wait, you know, let me develop this, let me go, you know, here again, I'm a planner, I'm a preparer, I want to go prepare and do all this other stuff. And what God was trying to get me to do is to walk out and you know, have faith in him. Yes, there would be preparation along the way, but I would have to lean on him for the provision and for different things to come to pass. And, you know, I was obedient. You know, to get it done, and, you know, was able to launch it this year, actually 3 months behind schedule because I was disobedient. You know, I kind of got intimidated, and I was like, well, you know, I don't know if I need to do this. You know, I hadn't got this right. I hadn't got that right yet. You know, what I need to do? And, you know, it was just like God getting me to a point where, you know, it was like, you got to do this. This is what I want you to do, and I need you to do this now. And what I can tell you, you know, because this is still a development story, but December of last year.
Ms. Kanita.
Yes. Yes.
I hate to cut you off and everything.
That's okay.
I'm enjoying the conversation with you have, but let us pick this up next week. You know, like we're about to run the end of the show and stuff like that. But you can definitely call it this week, and we look forward to hearing from you. Make sure, you know, make sure you call back next week and let us to be continued. This conversation. I don't want to fool and cut you off, but the show is coming to the end.
Most certainly. I there's more to come.
I enjoyed having you here.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Go ahead and pray us out, please.
I would like to end the show with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and give you thanks for letting us gather together and have a discussion to how to better ourselves and help others to see the things they need to do to better themselves and prepare themselves and help them to keep walking in faith. To have faith and to continue the things they want to do in life. I would like to say this in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.